As you prepare yourself for relaxation, just make yourself comfortable in a comfortable chair or sofa or bed. You might want to loosen any tight or binding clothing and make sure that your head is supported. To create a transition from whatever you've been doing to relaxation, you might think of yourself as creating a type of tunnel vision. At first, try focusing only on the chair that you're sitting in, or the bed or the sofa. The feel of your body as it rests in the chair. The regularity of your breathing and the sound of my voice. As you focus on those four things, think of yourself as creating a type of tunnel vision. Allow distractions going on around you, distracting thoughts or images running through your head, or distracting sensations in your body to fade into the background. Distractions are normal. There's no need to fight them or try to make them go away. Just simply allow them to fade into the background as you focus on the chair, your body in the chair, your breathing, and my voice. Then, try taking the tunnel vision one step narrower. Focus only on the regularity of your breathing and the sound of my voice. As you focus on your breathing, at first, just simply notice it, how you breathe in and how you breathe out, where the air goes as you breathe it in and where it goes as you breathe it out. And then you might slowly begin to change it, allowing the air to go so deeply into the lungs that it's actually your stomach that expands gently as you breathe in and it relaxes as you breathe out. You might notice as you breathe this deeply that your breathing becomes a little bit more steady, more regular, and deeper. And that's good. That's a sign of relaxation. With each breath, you might imagine yourself breathing in even more relaxation and breathing out any tension that remains. Breathing in relaxation and breathing out tension. Throughout the next few minutes of the exercises, just keep a portion of your mind focused on your breathing and allow it to be an anchor to bring you back to relaxation if your mind should begin to wander. And just like an anchor doesn't keep a boat solidly in place, but instead allows it to drift a little, allow your breathing not to keep your attention solidly in place, but just to bring you back to relaxation if your mind wanders too far. So with a portion of your attention staying focused on your breathing, your eyes remaining comfortably closed, just direct the rest of your attention to the muscles of your right arm and hand. And we'll gradually begin to tense it by making a fist with the right hand, bending the arm at the elbow, drawing the fist toward the shoulder, and gradually tensing it. Remember to tense about 1/3 to 1/2 of maximum effort. And if you aren't sure what that is, always err on the side of under tensing, noticing it, feeling it. And then when you're ready, just think the word relax and let the tension go. Allow your arm to come to rest, either by your side or on the armrest or in your lap, wherever's more comfortable. And then take a moment to notice any sensations in your right arm right now. It may feel a bit heavier, like it's made of lead. It may feel a bit lighter, like it's floating. Or it may feel like a curious combination of the two. There are no right or wrong feelings. Just notice the sensations in your arm and label it as relaxed. You might even shift your attention and compare your right arm with your left. And if you notice differences, label the right as relaxed. As you shift your attention over to the left side, and we're going to tense it in the same way, making a fist with the left hand, bending the left arm at the elbow, drawing the fist toward the shoulder like you're trying to show off a muscle in the bicep, and gradually tensing it 1/3 to 1/2 of maximum effort, holding it, feeling the tension when you have control. And then when you're ready, just think the word relax and let the tension go. Allow the arm to come to rest wherever you feel comfortable. And really take note of the sensations of the warmth and tingling flowing back into the muscles. Remember that relaxation is just simply the blood flowing back into the muscles after the tension has forced it out. It's a natural process, but notice how pleasant it can be. Follow the sensations as they flow from the upper arm into the elbow, into the lower arm and the wrist and the hand. Follow the feelings with your mind. You might even imagine as the relaxation flows through that tension and worry just break up and dissolve and flow right out the tips of your fingers. Continue to breathe slowly and deeply and regularly. As you move your attention up to the muscles of the forehead and the scalp, and we'll tense these while your eyes remain closed, just raise your eyebrows as if you're trying to touch your hairline, gradually tensing it. As you tense the muscles of the forehead, make an effort to keep your arms and the rest of your body relaxed. It all seems to be connected when we tense the forehead muscles. Holding it, feeling the tension, and then when you're ready, just think the word relax and let the tension go. Allow the forehead to soften and become smooth. You might even use your mind's eye to picture your forehead as smooth and relaxed and free of tension. Follow any sensations of warmth or tingling that might seem to flow across the forehead and across the scalp and down around the ears. Focus on the feelings. As you move your attention down to the muscles of the lower face and the jaw, and we'll make this tension by a forced movie star smile and then jutting the lower jaw out, gradually tensing it now, feeling the tension and the tightness, like you're pulling the corners of your lips back, jutting the lower jaw out. You may feel a little bit of a quiver, and that's okay, but even so, being careful not to overtense because we're only going for the feelings of the release. And then when you're ready, just think the word relax and let the tension go. Allow the jaws to relax and slacken. And as they do so, you may notice that your teeth part a bit and your lips part a bit. All those are signs of relaxation. Follow the sensations of warmth and tingling as they flow along the jaws, into the chin, and down the front of the neck. If your head is supported, allow it to feel heavy. It's been said that the head is the heaviest part of the body for its size. Continue to breathe slowly and deeply and regularly. With each breath, breathing in even more relaxation and breathing out any tension that remains. As you move your attention down to the first large muscle group, and that is the muscles of the shoulders, the chest, and the upper back, and we'll tense these by pulling the shoulder blades together in the back and down, gradually tensing it, feeling the tension and the tightness, noticing the subtle difference between the contraction in the shoulder blades and the stretch through the chest. Studying your muscles when they're tense and yet you have complete control. And then when you're ready, just think the word relax and let the tension go. Allow your shoulders to drop. Look for any signs of that warmth or tingling flowing across the shoulders into the big muscles that sit on the front and back of the rib cage. Follow the feelings. Remind your muscles that their only task is to relax. Allow the chair to completely support your upper body. It actually takes a little bit of tension to have good posture, and normally that's a good thing. But right now, the only task of your muscles is to relax. As you move your attention down to the muscles of the abdomen, and we'll tighten this one by pulling the belly button in to touch the spine, gradually tensing it now, feeling the tension and the tightness, you'll notice when you're tightening your stomach muscles that you really can't do that deep and relaxed breathing. We'll get that back on track in a moment. Holding it, feeling it, and then when you're ready, just think the word relax and let the tension go. Just take a moment and take a deep abdominal breath. You might even be more aware of that deep and relaxed breathing after tensing and relaxing the muscles of the abdomen. So take a moment and take a deep abdominal breath and release it. And then you might notice any sensations that you've created in your middle torso after tensing and relaxing the abdominal muscles. Look for any signs of warmth and tingling flowing across the abdomen and then into the sides. Focus on the feelings. Notice how different they are from the tension and tightness that were there only moments ago. As you move your attention down to the largest muscle group of all, involving the muscles of the low back, the hips and the buttocks, and the upper legs, and we'll gradually begin to tense these by pulling the muscles of the upper legs together, squeezing the upper legs, tightening the buttocks. And then if you want to, you can tilt the pelvis a little bit, just lifting up your pelvis slightly, holding it, being careful not to overtense this one because we're going to hold it just a few seconds longer since it's such a big muscle group, holding it, feeling the tightness, maybe a little bit of a quiver. And then when you're ready, just think the word relax and let the tension go. Just let yourself sink into the chair or the bed or the sofa. You might notice that your upper legs want to roll out to the side a bit, and that's okay. That's a sign of relaxation. It's a big muscle group, so just follow the sensations as they flow from the low back into the hips and then into the upper legs. Once again, remind your muscles that the chair is completely supporting you as you follow the sensations and recognize them as feelings that you've created all by yourself and can create again. As you move your attention next to the muscles of the right lower leg, and we'll tense these by flexing the foot and extending your right leg. So extending the right leg out straight, flexing the foot, holding it and feeling it. If you feel a pull on your low back, you can certainly keep the heel rested on the sofa or the floor or the bed, and flexing the foot, noticing the tension, noticing the tightness. And then when you're ready, just think the word relax and let the tension go. Allow the muscles to relax with the elongated leg. Gravity seems to help, pulling the sensations of warmth and tingling from the upper leg into the knee, into the calf and the shin, right down to the ankle. Follow the feelings with your mind. And you might even compare your right lower leg with your left. And if you feel differences, label the right as relaxed. As you shift your attention over and do the same with the left, flexing the left foot and then extending the left leg or keeping the heel rested, whichever you prefer, noticing the tension, noticing the subtle difference between the contraction through the front of the lower leg and the stretch through the back, educating yourself on tension when you have control, and then when you're ready, just think the word relax and let the tension go. Allow the left leg to relax, and you may notice that that foot rolls out to the side a bit, and that's okay. That's a sign of relaxation. Follow those sensations of warmth and tingling from the upper leg into the knee, into the lower leg, and right down to the ankle. Again, the sensations are already happening. You don't have to worry whether you're doing it right or wrong. They are there, and all you have to do is notice it. Continue to breathe slowly and deeply and regularly. Breathing in relaxation and breathing out tension. As you move your attention next to the muscles of the right foot, and it's quite difficult to tense the muscles of the right foot without disturbing the relaxation in the right leg, but just to the extent that you can, ever so gently, point your right toes out and under, gradually tensing it now. You might want to only tense 20% of maximum effort, so as to avoid a cramp and not to disturb the relaxation in your right leg. But just notice the tension, holding it, and when you're ready, just think the word relax and let the tension go. Allow the right foot to relax, and if it wants to roll out to the side, that's okay. There's a lot of little muscles in the right foot, so just study the sensations as the blood is flowing back into those muscles. Follow the sensations from the ankle into the heel, through the arch of the foot into the ball of the foot and the tips of the toes. These are the feelings of relaxation. Just memorize them. As you shift your attention over and do the same with the muscles of the left foot, ever so gently point the left toes out and curl them under, gradually tensing it, holding it. Again, not over tensing, noticing the subtle difference between the contraction under the foot and the stretch on the top of the foot. Holding it And then when you're ready, just think the word relax and let the tension go. Allow the muscles to completely relax. Follow the sensations of warmth and tingling from the ankle through the left foot right to the tips of the toes. Once again, you might imagine as the relaxation flows through that tension breaks up, dissolves, melts, and flows right out the tips of the toes. Follow the feelings with your mind. Label them as good. And continue to breathe slowly and deeply and regularly. With each breath, just remind yourself to breathe in even more relaxation and breathe out any tension that remains. Breathing in relaxation and breathing out tension. And just take a moment to enjoy the calm that you've created. And now I'm going to count slowly backwards from 5 to 1. And with each number, allow yourself to maintain the good feelings that you've created while becoming more alert. And on 1, you can open your eyes. 5. 4. Staying relaxed. 3. Keeping your breathing slow and deep and steady. 2. Preparing to open your eyes. And 1.